salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, that must be my cue. That must mean we're up and live and running here today. Hey, how you guys doing? John Pride. Walker, we just went live, John. We just live. We're up. John from Wichita, Kansas. Son Alex are here. Folks, this is Coach Dave, and we are live. Right, brother? That's right. We're live down here at Operation Save America.
Louisville, Kentucky.
John just came in from Kansas. There's a whole crew, a whole family coming in there. Go on in there, John. Get something to eat. Folks, man, I don't know how... Thanks for joining us here this morning. I don't know how this whole thing's going to work out because technology and all that stuff. I can't see all of you in the queue, although I know you all can see me. Got a great show for you planned. This whole week's going to be something. We're down in Louisville, Kentucky. Look at this face. Here's her old Ray that you normally see on the screen. Ray's down here with us. In fact, Ray came down here on Saturday. He's been here early. He's really getting blessed as we try to tell everybody they're going to. Talk to you here in a minute, Ray. You can just see over here my shoulder, the sun's coming up. Whoops. Get that back. Whoa. They're yelling at me back behind me. Can you see that sun back there behind me, guys? I can't even find it. I know it's there. I swear it is. You just got to trust me. Oh, there it is. There's that sun coming up over the horizon. I'm going to walk in here. I'm just going to talk and walk as I go here. I'm going to show you some of the people that are... I'm going to bump into you here. They're here by the hundreds. Just Jason Storms. You guys probably don't know Jason. Stop here, man. Jason's come up around the Milwaukee area. Jason heads up training the youth. That's one thing that he does. Now, listen, this is important. This guy trains up to you. He doesn't teach them how to do backyard barbecues, and he doesn't teach them how to be nice to their friends. He teaches them great apologetics, and he'll head that up here today.
Pizza parties and volleyball.
Pizza party. That's all we do. None of that kind of stuff, man.
We don't want to see men grow up.
Real good stuff. So, Jason. This is Matt Tuella. Matt Tuella's son-in-law, actually. So, Dr. Lesser Magistrate, that's his son-in-law. I'm out in the parking lot. I'm going to walk inside here, man. I want you all to see something. We have ABC News here. There's a lot of national media here because I don't know if you guys understand this or not. The Eyes of America on Louisville, Kentucky right now. I'm going to come down here and return. There should be a way I can reverse my camera, but for some reason I haven't figured out how to do that. We'll turn you around and see that we got the national media here. They've been following us around. They've been going to all the meetings and all that stuff. And they're doing a documentary. Here comes old Tyrell. Tyrell, you see him on the queue. Tyrell's here from Kentucky, but Tyrell's moving to
Arizona,
someplace down there where it's good for his sinuses. So Tyrell's here, wearing his Truth Sounds Like Hate shirt, he and his wife. I'm just giving you an overview. Here we are, what's going on. I'm going to walk inside here real quickly. We had a 6:45 planning session today, which I got Gary Pierce, who's here. Gary's sitting in for us at the 6:45. Let me walk you over here real quick. 6:45 planning. I got to go back here because here stands Chris Fletcher. Chris is always in the queue. He just never says anything. So you guys won't recognize him. But there he is. Chris come all the way from Akron, his daughter. They're trying to hide from us now. Tyrell's going on. There's Amanda all the way from Birmingham. And so we're all here. Take you over here a second. I'm going to show you this. We'll get spiritual here in a minute, fellas. Bear with me. We will get spiritual here in a second. In fact, we'll probably have some type of live meeting out here in the parking lot. And I'm going to let you guys see part of this. This is so cool. We have hundreds, plural, hundreds of people that are here. My buddy Ron Brock's truck. Ron, some of you have never seen this. It's what we do when we go to the streets. Coach Dave live, right? Here's Ron's truck. Ron lives in his truck. You can see We the People trashed. Religion, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death. DefyTyrants.com. Patriots, Love Always Protects. Fight. Alan Hoyle, who you'll see Alan, he's running for mayor here, our governor, sheriff down here in South Carolina. Back of Ron's truck. I pledge allegiance to America, one nation, under God, as I swore to it. There's Alan Hoyle again. So here's one of the Truth Trucks. Got one up there, sodomy-based. Got one with a little baby. Got up here, apostate clergy, he's gone insane. Ron drives this thing around everywhere he goes. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear, your hands are full of blood, Isaiah 1:15. Over here, then we have a bus. Yeah, love it, man. One of the local guys got a bus up to drive people around. And look what they put on the side of the bus. They put the abortion pictures on the side of the bus. I assume all you guys can see that. Look at this thing. I've said before you, life and death. Choose life that you and your children may live. I'm going to tell you, the people in Louisville are not going to like that. They're not going to like it. This is a bus provided to help us get transportation. There's more on the other side, but I don't want to get my shoes wet. People are hanging out over here. Johnny Brickeen. Johnny Brickeen is another warrior from down here in Mississippi. Here's a truck that he'll be driving. Little baby being held in the hands. You can see that. Operation Save America, the gift of God is eternal through Jesus Christ. And on the back of Johnny's truck, Johnny makes a lot of enemies. Warning, he talks about all the people who aren't going to make it into heaven. Fruitless Christians, false witnesses, witches, liars, LGBTQ, pot-smoking little devils, sports nuts, homos, baby killer. John got that, makes a lot of friends, as you can tell. Over on this side, he's got another picture. This is all part of our parade when we go here. Hundreds of us here. Hundreds of us. Created Equal, Mark Harrington's coming with his crew. Here's their big truck. Rescue those being led away to death. Proverbs 24:11. Created Equal. This is a second trimester fetus. Here's the local media, not local, here's the media here trying to figure out how crazy. You guys, you think we're crazy yet?
No. Nope.
You don't think we're crazy?
Nope.
Huh? What's that? You're with Rusty. So you don't think Rusty's crazy then, huh?
Well,
it's just, we're not on camera. We're just kind of talking to each other.
Okay. We are
nuts, though. Screwed on the right bolt. I don't know if you know this or not. The media always gets nervous when you confront them. See, they like to do their dirty work in private. Even ask him, you know, we're unbiased. No, they're not unbiased. I'm just giving you an overview of what's going on. Here's another group of young kids. We got a lot of young kids, man, doing great stuff. Here's Alan Hoyle. Alan Hoyle's running for sheriff. Now I'm going to walk inside and I'm going to come back out. We'll start a regular show. I'm just trying to give you an overview of Coach Dave Live. I'm going to walk in here where the people are gathered. They're having breakfast here in the lot. And so the sound will be a little bit stronger behind me. But I'm just going to shut up a minute. Just turn and let you see how many people are in here, okay? People bring their whole families. It's like a vacation to come down. Every one of the people in this room are with us. And one of the things I think we love to point out that we think is important is this is family ministry. Family ministry. All right. There's my lovely wife, Michelle, with Heather and with Debbie and Bonnie. And we're all just sitting around here waiting to get them. There's Big Al from Connecticut. There's my man. And so we're all here. We're waiting now to get our marching orders because we have, as I said, hundreds of people. Well, there's a bunch of young kids over here. I got to show you this. We got to raise up the next generation. It's what we do here at Operation Save America. Look at all these young folks here, huh? Look at all these young folks. And you know, you can ask every one of them, and they're not mad that their mom and dad made them come. They love to come here because it's like church camp on the streets. In fact, help me out, aren't you guys doing your own music thing today? Who's going to be a spokesman? How about you? You get to be the spokesman. What's going on with the music? You're on, man. This is the activist mommy's daughter.
Oh, wow.
You got to be cheap, Bill.
Go ahead. Okay, you got to speak louder,
and
Charity.
So we'll be out of the clinic and out of other places doing ministry.
So there you go. We got the young kids getting involved. And like I said, they're not mad just because their mom and dad made them come here. Little people. See this? See little people. Little people. Okay? And we're, So we're waiting right now, really, just to kind of get our marching orders for exactly what's going to go on. So I'm going to pause there, man. I'm back out where a lot of folks are. I didn't walk down through here. Look at all these folks. Just normal, God-fearing people that you'd run into everywhere that you would go. So you remember that idea that said there's 7,000 have not bowed their knee to Baal, but there are more with for you than there are against you. Again, look at the young kids, huh? Is this cool? Look at this. There's Robert and Peggy Dresden. They've come all the way from St. Louis. They're good friends of ours. So people have come from all over America to be here. This is really first day on the streets. We'll get our marching orders. What we'll do here, step back outside where it's not as loud. What they'll do here is here in a few minutes, we're going to come out. We'll have a big meeting, and we'll be divided into teams. And we'll hit about 17 different locations today with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We'll go to the abortion clinic. We're going to go to the hospital where the doctor works. You believe that? The local hospital has a doctor that kills babies as an employee. So we're going to go there. We'll probably go to the abortionist neighborhood. Just a lot of great stuff going on. So I want to give you an overview of what's happening. And we will do stuff all morning. We'll break for lunch. And then we'll do some stuff in the afternoon. We'll break for breaking. And then we'll come back tonight. We'll have an evening rally, which is our church services. Danny and some of the folks coming in from Connecticut, they're here from everywhere. So I'm just going to pause and ask him, anybody got anything you want to say here before I dive into what I want to talk about this morning? Anybody at all? I can't see you. I can't see you. So if you want to, just start talking, because I can't say come on in because I don't see the monitor. Okay, it's cool. So here's what the scoop is, folks. And Jared, I don't know if you can bring up the email that Sarge sent out yesterday, the Salt Light Brigade email. If you can maybe get that thing. I want to show that there's all kinds of national media coverage going on. Because here's what's going on, friends. We know the whole Romans 13 gig, don't we? We all know what that's about. Romans 13, obey the authorities. And before we got down here, we found out that there was a restraining order put out. See, that's called prior restraint. That's illegal, United States Constitution. Prior restraint, meaning prohibiting somebody from doing something based on what you think they're going to do. Prior restraint's illegal. You can't get a temporary restraining order against somebody for fear of what they're going to do. Okay. So the feds have come in down here, and they've issued a temporary restraining order saying that we're not allowed to be blocking the front of the clinic, which I don't believe that was really the intention of anybody to be able to do that anyway. But things have really, really been amped. The locals haven't been giving us much trouble, not yet anyway, but the feds are, you know, that's where the tyranny lies. The feds always want to get involved. So Jared, if you can, I don't know if you've been able to pull that up. There's a link on that one that Sarge sent out. I think it's a video link. Maybe it's ABC or something like that. If you could, Jared, just go ahead. Do you have that up, Jared? I'm sorry, I can't see. One of them is a video link, Jared. If you can, it's only about 2 minutes, I think. Just pull that thing up and play that so everybody understands what we're dealing with. Before you play it, Jared. So we got about 500, 600, 700 people down here. Question is, are we going to, would Black Lives Matter, would they obey a restraining order? Would those women who marched in Washington, D.C., would they obey a restraining order? So, you know, we have a lot of things we have to think about down there, whether or not. See, I think the government's counting on us being law-abiding citizens, and we are. But lawless laws aren't lawful. You get that? And they'll push us around because we're the easy score, because we don't fight back, because we don't do anything. They do this kind of stuff to us all the time. And we have enough people down here to cause them a great big headache. I don't know how the week's going to go. Jared, go ahead and play that about 2 minute clip.
Thank you.
I couldn't really see any of that, Jared. I'm sorry. I don't even know if that was a clip I wanted to play. Again, folks, I can't see the screen. So here's the issue. What are we going to do in regards to the fact that they've issued this restraining order? They're killing babies. Let me back up a little bit. The governor of Kentucky, Matt Bevin, about 6 months ago, people were filing out here. I'm going to let you listen to part of our meeting. People were filing 6 months ago, Matt Bevin issued an order to close down the last remaining abortion clinic in the state of Kentucky. It's right here in Louisville. We'll be there today. Governor Bevin ordered that clinic to be closed. The federal judge stepped in and said it couldn't be closed, and that's where we are right now. The last surgical abortion clinic in the entire state of Kentucky. And we believe that we have the people in town to be able to push that thing over the edge and shut that thing down. That's what we want to be able to do. That's one of the things that's pulled all these people here today to be part of this. They're coming out. There's going to be a big team meeting here. And so they're dividing us up here this morning. We'll go to a lot of different places. Gary's got something to say. What's it say? This is old Gary Pierce here, man.
Hey, good morning. How
you
are
want
you?
To be with Jason and the travel team. Sure. We'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's who we're with. So they're putting us on teams. I'm sorry, guys, if I seem disjointed here. Just got a lot going on.
A live thump on the head with the Bible.
Here's my
button. Someone is thumping Dave on the head with the Bible.
Hey, Cal, what would happen, man? What would happen if some people maybe had to cross that line again today? Do you think you've been to jail, Cal?
I've been to jail a bunch of times. We're not planning on doing it, and the abortion mill's not even open. But I just pray that more people would consider rescuing babies in the future in other cities. Are we going to, there reaches a point where we just talk and hold signs?
Do we believe it or not, huh?
Or are we actually going to go interpose and actually save children's lives?
It's like I was having a conversation with the guy yesterday. Stay right here a second, Cal. And I was asking this. I said, do you ever go to the abortion clinic? He says, no, but he said, I'm pro-life. And
Being pro-life doesn't save any babies.
So I said this. I said the scripture says that we are to rescue those who are unjustly led to slaughter, right?
Yeah.
And I said, if a woman was drowning out there in the lake, would you run to your church and pray? Or would you get in the boat and go out and get her out of the boat, right?
Or dive in.
To rescue somebody, you have to go to where they are being harmed, right?
So we just invite you all to come on out. We're not planning on this group is not planning on doing interposition this week. But we pray that God would put it on your heart to rescue babies. Come on.
We got to do it, man. It's the only way they'll know we mean it. God bless you. So there's all kinds of great folks like that around here. And guys, you know, I'm not doing the show from your angle. Last thing I want is for this to be boring to you, okay? I'm just trying to show you we've talked about Operation Save America a lot in the past, and I just want you to get a flavor for exactly what it is, what it's about. And I want you to see that it's, despite what you might hear on the news or see, it's not a bunch of radical nuts. It's not a bunch of, these are intelligent folks, committed Christians, pastors. And so, I'm just going to let you listen to this. I'm going to get up close so you can hear this.
This
is Chuck Gallagher.
It doesn't necessarily going to work that way because I've got to kind of balance out the teams. So I'm not going to say anything much about the teams except the numbers that they are, and we'll get everybody kind of organized by mission, and you'll understand that. But this morning, so you know what's going to happen, all of us are going to go first to the courthouse. Okay, that federal courthouse there's got a nice long sidewalk, a lot of room, be a great place for us to be, and we'll be there until they go in for court. They'll probably go in for court about 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Those that aren't going into court, and many of you can, we'll find out how much room there is for you to do that. And the ones that will be going in for court are probably more the folks that are dressed for court. So we won't be going in with T-shirts and things like that in the federal court. Not that we can't, but we're just not going to do that. Then the majority of us are going to go ahead and we're going to be dispatched to two primary locations. The abortion mill, which is not open today.
Hallelujah.
They don't open on Mondays. And we're excited that we can go there today and have that sidewalk available to us. The entire sidewalk available to us. And so if that changes, and it may.
System Director of Operations Save America.
I was just telling my good friend Dick Maxwell
that, and Dick already knows this lesson, I was going to have him write right on the chalkboard, but here's the ninth beatitude. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not break. Everybody say that.
Amen.
Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not break. All right. That's going to be kind of our motto, because things are things. This thing takes on a life of its own, and it may instructions may completely be different 30 minutes after you get them. So please don't get mad at me for that. It's my rescue.
There's old Ray.
All right. So
people are still coming out.
Now. You see these guys are gonna. You guys are gonna kind of spread out a little bit, because these people are gonna come up to you. And they're going to stand just like this. And then you're going to have a nice straight line. So as you see the leader, most of you may already know where you're supposed to be. Because some of the men that you came with are up here. So, for example, I know the Connecticut contingent is going to be together. The Zastro Holiness Revival Team is going to be together. And so I understand that. But I'm going to have to make some tweaking. And we may do that here or at the courthouse.
Amen.
But I'm asking you that when you go to the courthouse,
how many did you bring?
To stay with your team leaders.
19 people he brought.
So if we do have to do something and something happens, we need to dispatch somebody right away because something has happened. I want him to know that he's got his team available. We need to be sure that we've got enough people to drive everybody in the team. So some of you are going to be asked to be drivers. And you'll be the driver for that team. So if you've got room for three or four people in your car,
you'll be
one of our drivers as well. So
make them
very likely that if you run over to the Holiness team and they've got seven of the nine drivers I need, you're not going to be staying.
You ask yourself, why the heck are we losing? Why are we losing this battle?
Look at this group of men right now, and you're going to go form a straight line and stand right in front of them. So spread it out a little bit more, guys.
I got to get up here with Gary because we're aligned. Gary and
okay. I have a set of keys that was misplaced, we think, last night. It's not mine. I wish it were because I've misplaced mine.
So I'm just going to stand here a minute with Gary.
So this is a set of keys.
Then we're going to find out who all's on our team. So as soon as they come in, I'm going
to move. All right. So now is the time to go ahead and move. Please keep the lines nice and straight. Like good soldiers. Walk right up to the leadership. That's the team you want to be on. And then I'm going to start making some adjustments.
Good, Ray. Get right on in here, man. We're getting that Salt and Light Brigade team going here. That's one thing.
Okay, try to move quickly. We really want to be on our way to the courthouse soon.
Great.
All right. Behave yourself, okay?
Well, we're live on the air right now.
Okay, now, folks, we've got to be really quick, and you've got to be a straight line. Okay, it's got to be a straight line.
Gary's going to keep us online here. So we're all getting in our teams here right now. That's exactly what's going on. Okay. Now, here's what I want you to do, Jared, if you can.
Okay, go stand with Jason.
Coach Dave, are you a leader?
Right here's my line. Okay.
Coach Dave, are you a team leader?
We are, man. We're a team. That's old Gary from New York City right there.
Hey, hi, everybody.
All right, I need the New Life Drama Team, okay, to go form a line over there, too, so I know you guys are in place.
Good. Good. Hey, listen, Jared, while we're getting this organized, again, I don't know if this is interesting to you guys or not.
Family worship team.
I don't know if it is. I pray it is. Hey, Jared, let's go ahead and play that.
Also, did you get in the line?
That video, Ascension. We played it before of Rusty and his cry to the pastors.
Okay, now listen.
Pull that thing up and
all right, now this is a time where everybody has to stop talking.
I'll step in the background. It'll be the more quiet.
That's right. Thanks for helping. Now what's going to happen is every team leader... If you're not in place right now, you're not going to be on the team, so you've got to be in this line.
Obligations and responsibilities to be a faithful under-shepherd of the Church of Jesus Christ. But how many know God also wants to use pastors to be elders in the gates of their city? He wants pastors to be faithful watchmen upon the wall. What's in my city? What's coming in? What's going out? Is this harmoning the community? Amen? And so what do we do? Well, what do pastors do? If we're going to raise up a mission of the church, what do? We raise up leaders. We raise up laborers, right? We point out the mission, amen? And we provide blessing and covering and resources. And we make sure the saints are equipped to do the work of the ministry, amen? Well, imagine if the church in America got this vision and mission called abortion ministry. Where we begin to live out what we believe. And how many know it's important for our witness that we live out what we believe? How many know if we're saying from the pulpit, abortion is murder, how many know it's important we're acting like someone's dying? Amen? How many know that when we don't do that, our witness as the church rings hollow? It really does, brothers and sisters. We don't realize what abortion has done to the credibility of the Church of Jesus Christ in this nation. Seriously. So this just needs to be a legitimate ministry. So what do? Well, we go to the congregation. All right. Where are my prayer warriors? Where are my intercessors? Who knows how to get a hold of God? Who can beseech heaven? Come on. How many of you got anointing with the high praises of God and the intimate worship of God? How many love to God, love to worship God in spirit and truth? Come on. Do I have any sidewall counselors? Any of you ladies here who have gone through this? And you've committed an act, and you know God intervened. You know God saved you. He delivered you, and He forgave you. Do you know that? Well, come on, mama. Come on. Tell them. Sweetheart, I know where you've been. I know what you're thinking. I've been through it. I've been there. I've done it. But I'm on the other side, and I met someone who set me free, and I want you to know him. I want you to know him right now. Come here, honey. Talk to mama. Come here. Talk to mama. Come on. We can do this, sweetie. You're not alone. You're not alone. We got any budding preacher boys in the congregation? Any preacher boys that we're training up and raising up, oh men of God? Do we have them? Bring them to the death camp. Young man, preach to that wall. Preach to it. If you can preach to that wall, you can preach to any congregation in the United States of America. Preach, buddy. Preach. There's nothing weird. We're not doing anything crazy. We're doing the very things we do in church to honor God. And where the salt is coming out of the shaker, the light from under the bushel. And we're going into this culture of death. We're going to the death camp. We're going to the streets. And what are we doing? We're having church at the gates of hell. We're having church at the gates of hell. And how many know Jesus promised those gates will not prevail against the church of the living God?
Man, that's a powerful interview by Rusty, isn't it? It's powerful. But that's really what it's about. And I just get encouraged every time I come here to Operation Save America. As I suppose you can hear Chet in the background. Maybe you can't. I get encouraged every time I come just because I know there are others. There are others that understand what's going on. And that remnant church, we hear about that remnant church.
Thank you.
They're here. Hey, Jordan.
Come here. This has been amazing. This is an indication.
I want you to hear a second. Folks, this is my buddy Jordan. Jordan, we're live around the world here right now, brother. My buddy Jordan. Jordan, just what would bring you here? How many children do you have, Jordan?
We've got four boys.
Four boys. Four boys. And yeah. Your wife, and come all the way from, where do you live?
We live in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, Monroe, North Carolina.
What would bring you here?
First thing
we came here because this cause is close to the heart of God, so it's close to our heart as well. But we want to see the utter and total abolition of abortion, and God's doing something great in Kentucky right now. God's doing something great. There are people in positions of political leadership that are sympathetic to the cause of ending abortion, and so we want to capitalize on the moment and see God do it. We want to see God do it.
It's worth going for it.
It is. Amen.
Doesn't come without expense. Doesn't come without any heartache and any pain in getting here.
Right.
It's important. We need guys like Jordan because he's raising up the next generation.
Yeah.
Four boys.
Amen.
That's one good thing about Operation Save America. They believe in having babies. Okay. You understand that? Not just saving them. They believe in having them.
Yes. Amen.
We got to win this thing through reproduction.
Amen.
Bless you, Jordan.
Amen.
Thanks for being with us. So there are all kinds of folks like that. Jared, how much time do we have left? I can't even see my clock here. Can you tell me?
anymore.
Got 30 minutes left. Okay, here's what I want to do.
Moms and dads walking into
I want you to pull up, Jared, and play that video that I have. It's from Prager University. I watched this a couple days ago. This is one of the most clearly defined issues that we're dealing with. Why we don't understand left versus right, those who love Christ against those who don't love Christ, the secular world against the Christian world, where that two battle lies, the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Dennis Prager makes about about 5 or 6 minute video here explaining the battle of the secular world against the Christian world. And it's one of the best things I've ever heard. It's about 5 minutes. Jared, go ahead and pull that up there. Prager University.
A major difference between the right and the left concerns the way each seeks to improve society. Conservatives believe that the way to a better society is almost always through the moral improvement of the individual, by each person doing battle with his or her own weaknesses and flaws. It is true that in violent and evil society, such as fascist, communist, or Islamist tyrannies, the individual must be preoccupied with battling outside forces. Almost everywhere else, though, certainly in a free and decent country such as America, the greatest battle of the individual must be with inner forces, that is, with his or her moral failings. The left, on the other hand, believes that the way to a better society is almost always through doing battle with society's moral failings. Thus, in America, the left concentrates its efforts on combating sexism, racism, intolerance, xenophobia, homophobia, Islamophobia, and the many other evils that the left believes permeate American society. One important consequence of this left-right distinction is that those on the left are far more preoccupied with politics than those on the right. Since the left is so much more interested in fixing society than in fixing the individual, politics inevitably becomes the vehicle for societal improvement. That's why whenever the term activist is used, we almost always assume that the term refers to someone on the left. Another consequence of this left-right difference is that since conservatives believe society has changed one person at a time, they accept that change happens gradually. This isn't fast enough for the left, which is always and everywhere focused on social revolution. An excellent example of this was a statement by the then presidential candidate Barack Obama just days before his first election in 2008. To a rapturous audience, he declared, "We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America." Conservatives not only have no interest in fundamentally transforming the United States of America, they are strongly opposed to doing so. Conservatives understand that fundamentally transforming any society that isn't fundamentally bad, not to mention transforming what is one of the most decent societies in history, can only make the society worse. Conservatives believe that America can be improved, but should not be transformed, let alone fundamentally transformed. The founders of the United States recognized that the transformation that every generation must work on is the moral transformation of each citizen. Thus, character development was at the core of both child rearing and of young people's education from elementary school through college. As John Adams, the second president, said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." And in the words of Benjamin Franklin, "Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom." Why is that? Because freedom requires self-control. The freer the society, the more self-control is necessary. If the majority of people don't control themselves, the state, meaning an ever more powerful government, will have to control them. From the founding of the United States until the 1960s, schools and parents concentrated on character education. But with the ascent of left-wing ideas, character education has all but disappeared from American schools. Instead, children are taught not to focus on their flaws, but on America's. Social issues have replaced character education. An example is a new K-12 science curriculum, the Next Generation of Science Standards, which will teach young Americans starting in kindergarten about global warming. And when they get to college, American young people will be taught about the need to fight economic inequality, white privilege, and the alleged rape culture on their campuses. Ironically, if there really is a rape culture that permeates American college campuses, the only reason would have to be that there was so little character education in our schools, or for that matter, at home. Fathers and religion, historically the two primary conveyors of self-control, are non-existent in the lives of millions of American children. We are now producing vast numbers of Americans who are passionate about fixing America while doing next to nothing about fixing their own character. The problem, however, is that you can't make society better unless you first make its people better. I'm Dennis Prager.
That's pretty profound, isn't it, folks? A clear explanation of what's going on in America. See, we believe it has to do with, sorry, I'm taking. We believe it's about the control of a man's heart. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he gets old, he won't depart from it. On the left, those who don't have a relationship with Christ and don't understand, you know, the Bible says that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit, neither can he, because it's foolishness to him. The left believes the problems are societal. If we didn't have capitalism, if we didn't have greed, if we didn't have all these systems of education that we have, they're trying to change society and think people will adapt. And any one of you who are watching right now who have been born again of the Spirit of God, how's that working out for you? You know that doesn't work, right? It's the changing of the heart of a man that changes the man. It's not changing of the rules around him. We're not changing of the environment in which he lives, although those things can help. That's not really what it's about. I don't know if JR is with us today. Takes a walk sometimes, but it's exactly what Dennis Prager said right there. It comes back to the education, the fathers in the home, all those things that we need to make the family great again and non-existent. And so we're trying to, as Bobby Lee could tell us there, I'm sure Bobby's there, that he spends all his time trying to fix broken families. We're not ahead of it. We're on the wrong side of it. That's why I'm so excited always to come to OSA, because there's so many kids running around. Anybody want to jump in here? By the way, this is a little bit different here this morning because it's the first morning, and I seem like I'm a little bit discombobulated. I'll get some interviews tomorrow. I'll sit down with some people that you can really hear some things from that'll really open your eyes. Anybody out there want to jump in?
Hey, guys, welcome from Brooklyn. We love you all.
It's good stuff, isn't it, Vince? Huh?
You better believe it.
And see, just imagine this was your local church. But here's what I want you to see. It's still behind me. It is the church, see? It is the church. We got to get that mindset out of our head. This is the church. They're from everywhere. They're from everywhere. Dale, this is the church, isn't it, brother? Huh? You guys have seen Pastor Dale.
This is what salt looks like when it comes out of the shaker right
Amen.
Here. It's getting ready to sprinkle all over the city of Louisville.
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 Louisville,
we're about to affect everybody. God bless you, brother.
Amen, brother. Thanks for being with us. So that's where it is. That's where I want to get Frankie over here a second. Hang on with me a second. He's in the middle of an interview. Anybody jump in? Anybody have anything you want to say?
Yeah, Frankie. Coach. Hey, it's Bobby Lee.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, you guys got Southland Christian Church up there in Louisville. That's a huge mega church. You got all these churches like Bethel Baptist that I grew up in Fritchburg, Kentucky. There's no reason you shouldn't have thousands of people.
It's unbelievable, isn't it, Bobby? They won't come.
We don't know why that is. What are they afraid of?
We watch them go out to football games and stuff like that. I mean, if they really care about our country and our nation, you know, they would turn their hearts to what's going really going to bring judgment to our land. You know, my brother here is rallies the troops. You know, we just got to rally people, tell fathers it's their responsibility to start reclaiming what the enemy has stolen. You know, we're letting the enemy just come and just rampage through our land. You know, and our Christians, if the righteous would stand up and push back this evil, it wouldn't prevail in our land.
What do you think it is, Frank, that we are so passive, so disinterested? I don't think we're disinterested.
Well, I believe that the church sometimes, it's not what they're preaching, it's what they're not preaching in the church. You know, sometimes we don't know what to do. It says, well, turn the other cheek. But, you know, that comes with about an insult. But when evil starts prevailing the land, righteous men need to learn at the church to stand up. That's why I brought all these little kids with me. This is a friend of ours, and she had brought 8 children with her.
She's wow.
How many boys? 4 boys. We want to teach these young men how to fight the good fight. That's what we want to do.
Yeah, I don't think they're being taught that in church.
Yeah, they could go to
Sunday school. They could go sit in Sunday school, and they're not going to learn what they're learning. Well, look at those beautiful eyes of those little children.
Yes, everybody in our church is here. So they're out here. You know, we need to get leaders to teach the people how to fight the righteous fight. And that's what the true gospel of Jesus says, in love. The Bible says love is patient, love is kind, but it does not delight in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. And that's what a good Christian man would do, would bring the truth out to people that are lost.
Amen.
And that's what these people are. They're lost, and we want to give them the gospel of love and love's truth.
Frankie has brought 16 people from Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach area.
Yeah, and God has blessed me.
How far was that, Frank?
It was a lifetime.
But you're here.
Yes.
Bless you, brother. God bless you, man. You guys, I want you to give a chance. Thanks, Frankie. Look at those beautiful kids. Look at those beautiful children. Those beautiful eyes. Is that something? That's what we fight for. What are we going to leave to?
You better believe it.
Better believe it, Vince. It's real, brother. And our old buddy Ray.
Hey, everybody there.
Here, Ray, I'll let you put an earphone in so you can kind of hear if anybody wants to. You can stick it in yourself. You see Ray every morning in the queue. Well, here he is live and in color in Louisville, Kentucky.
Morning, Ray.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's a great turnout. There's been a lot of prayer going into this. There's going to be a great movement of God. I can feel it. Louisville, as everybody, most people are aware, is the last abortion clinic standing. And we, from the kingdom of God, are determined through prayer to take it down for the glory of God. We are here from all over the country, as far from New York to California. And we're just waiting for a great move of God to take place this week. We covet all of your prayers that can't make it, because prayer will move mountains. So we thank you all for being here and supporting us.
We got to give the Lord something to bless, don't we? We got to give him a sacrifice to bless.
Amen.
Well, Gary can drive. We're getting ready to load up here in the van, folks. And so there goes Gary and his wife and Linda. We got a good crew going on. Listen, hey, if Ray doesn't do it, who's going to do it? If I don't do it, who's going to do it, huh? John McCain, he going to do it for us? That's going to do it? How about Lindsey Graham? Lindsey Graham going to fight it for us? Remember what I said the other day? Rapture Republicans, that's all we got. Somebody emailed me, said, no, Coach, you got it wrong. Rapture Republican or revival. Revival. And revival means taking it to the streets and finding others to take it to the streets with you. And that's what we're about. You know, somebody mentioned earlier, Ray, and you saw it last night in the meeting. They said, how many people local? Where many were there, right?
No.
So we've come to Louisville, Kentucky.
Church is playing hide and seek. It's time to come out.
That's right. A lot of big churches down there, Vinny, as you said. A lot of big ones down here. And we're out here trying to rescue those who are unjustly led to slaughter. Thanks, Ray.
All right.
I had a conversation with a guy. How much time I got, Jared? I can't see anything. Okay. Had a conversation with a guy. It was great. You guys would have loved it. Those of you thinking I'm just a blowhard. I was at my son-in-law's house, and a car pulls up, and it was two guys jump out with a Bible. They park in our driveway. Two guys jump out with Bibles. I think, here we go, game on. I was working on a lawnmower, and this guy comes up, and he's making small talk, and he's got their ties on, and I tell him, hey, as soon as he walks up, I said, I'm a fire-breathing, fire-baptized Christian, serve the Lord Jesus Christ, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I knew something was up, right? So finally, he just kind of hemmed and hawed. I said, hey, bud, listen, are you a Mormon? He says, no, I'm not a Mormon. I said, what are you, a Jehovah's Witness? Yeah, we're Jehovah's Witnesses. I said, great. So let me ask you something. What are you guys down there at your temple? What are you guys doing down there to end abortion? He said, what? I said, down there at your Jehovah's Witnesses, down there where Jehovah's King, what are you guys doing to end the killing of those little babies who are made in the image of God, those little image bearers? And what do you do? You ever go to an abortion clinic? I asked him. Now, listen, he came to evangelize me. You understand? Don't ever miss an opportunity. I said, you ever do anything down there? He says, no. He says, we're pro-life. We're pro-life, and you know our church is, and we pray against it. We pray on and on. That you've heard that talk, right? You've heard that same kind of talk all the time. I said, well, let me ask you something, bud. You know the Bible? Jehovah's Witness, you got your Bible with you. You came here to evangelize them. So are you familiar with the verse that says, rescue those who are unjustly led to slaughter? Have you read where it says God hates all workers of iniquity? Do you know there's seven things that the Lord hates? One of them is hands that shed innocent blood. Do you know all these scriptures? Are they in that Jehovah's Witness Bible that you're carrying around? And of course, he's hemming and hawing right now. I said, so let me ask you something. What does it mean to rescue somebody? And he says, well, it means to kind of pull them out of trouble. Or they're in a pit, you get them out of it. That's what it means to rescue. I said, so let me ask you something. Right over the hill here is Buckeye Lake. What if somebody called you right now and said some woman was drowning out here in Buckeye Lake? What would you do? Would you run to your church and pray? Run to your church and pray? Would you rescue her by running to your church and hoping the Lord sent somebody to help her? Or would you get off your butt and run down and get in a boat or jump in and swim out to her? If you had to rescue her, what would you do? If you're going to rescue her, bud, you got to get your butt wet. You got to jump in and you got to go where the woman is dying. And I'm telling you right now, they're dying outside the abortion clinics. That's where they're dying. And we go and try to rescue them. And I'm not interested in your gospel if you're not doing anything to do what the Lord tells us to do. He said, I appreciate your time. And turned and walked away. Got back in his little van, and then went door to door to try to hook some other fish. See, listen, I'm not against door to door evangelism. Praise the Lord for those who do door to door evangelism. Because I'm trying to tell people over and over and over and over, let's load up, folks. This thing is more about than getting saved. So all we want to do is get people saved. Hey, you got to save them from drowning before you can get them saved. You got to get them born before you can get them saved. How come we're not worried about the unborn, getting them saved? Got to get them born to get them saved. No, we got this foolish idea. Well, they'll go to heaven anyway. They're going to go be in the presence of the Lord anyway. Are you kidding me? Okay, you kidding me? I'm going to jump in my van here. We're getting ready to head down. Do we have room for everybody? Squeeze in there as tight as we can. Somebody jump in here and rescue me. Somebody rescue me.
I got you, brother. Hey, I think I found pictures of Nephilim. I think I put it on my Facebook page. I tried to tag you, but I'm not sure if that works.
Oh, well, I'll try to find it, Ben. Listen, folks, I'm going to tell you something. Oh, man, there's so much I want to talk about. And I'm sorry that the morning show is kind of disjointed. I'm trying to show you that we do stuff live. You know, there's evidence. It's happening everywhere now. These skeletons are being discovered, Vince. They've got three fingers. It's got three fingers they found down there in Peru. Lindell, are you there, Lindell? Is Lindell watching this morning? Okay, well, Lindell, I sent him the link down in Peru. They discovered these mummified. They don't even know what they are. They have three fingers and three toes. Actual full skeletons of them. We don't even know what it is. Everybody in?
We in.
We don't even know what that means. So, Vinny, or yeah, Vin, we're loading up here. We're loading up. I'm going to let Gary drive my car. Must be a trusting guy. Hey, somebody back there. Michelle. Yeah, you got to yell. You got to yell back there. So we got a van load. We're heading to the federal court today. If he gives me the keys, I'll turn the air conditioning on because we need it. We're heading this morning to the federal court because we're trying to fight that daggone restraining order that they put on us, and we're not allowed to stand out and be Christians out in front of the street. That's what we're all heading first thing this morning. Where is Gary with the key?
Hey, also, we're smashing the pedos on Twitter. We are smashing. We're smashing them like you wouldn't believe. It's fantastic.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Amen.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And you know what? You know what you just said there, Vince? Here's what I know. Here's what I know. Come on, Gary, turn this air conditioning on. These people are huffing and puffing. They're going to blow your house down if you don't get this thing gone. Okay. Here we go. Listen, you know what? I know. I'm gonna say this here in my car. There's the activist mama. She's getting ready to go. Folks, listen. I'm saying this to everybody in this van and everybody's listening right now. We don't understand. We don't understand that the spiritual war is real. I'm going to tell you, we talk about demons. We talk about spiritual influences. We talk about evil spirits in high places. But, you know, it's kind of in the great by and by. It's like it's not really real. It's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Scripture says we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, against the principalities and the powers, those evil spirits in high places, and weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down a stronghold. But here's a good thing. I'm running into some good brothers and sisters down here. Hey, they're seeing the bigger picture. They're beginning to see the bigger picture of what's going on here, right? That this just isn't people just making bad decisions. These are people who are demonically powered. And until we begin to understand that, until we begin to understand how to fight back against those forces of darkness, those demonically powered people, man, oh man, that's what it means by the weapons of our warfare being mighty, not carnal, pulling down strongholds, casting down the imagination and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. We don't even know how to do that, do we? We don't even know how to do that. We don't even know what that means. Some of you watching, you think I'm crazy. I am. I am crazy. My eyes are open and I see and I understand what's going on. And I look down here and I see all the power that we have, all of these people here. Let me look at the clock here. Oh, I got time to tell this. People back here laughing at me in my own car. I think it's a good laugh. It's a good laugh. I was talking to my buddy Jim Kraft the other day. I was talking to him. I want you to tell you something. We're down here in Louisville. You listen, I'm going to give you a profound word right here, right now. We're down here in Louisville, Kentucky. You know, Michelle and I, we live up in Ohio. We could jump in a boat. We could put a boat on our trailer, a rowboat, canoe. We could get an old blow-up mattress, an inner tube. We could walk about 2 miles, and we could jump in the South Fork of the Licking River. And we could drift down Licking River to Zanesville, and we'd hop in the Muskingum River. Wouldn't even have to paddle my feet. Wouldn't have to do anything. Jump in there, and we'd go down the Muskingum River. We'd pop out of the Muskingum River down into the Ohio River down in Marietta. We'd hop in the Ohio River down in Marietta. We'd just sit back and drink our Coke and relax and hold each other's hands and tell each other how much we love each other. And the next thing you know, we'd pass down through Cincinnati. We'd be we'd pop up right here in Louisville. You know what else? I wouldn't get off of Louisville. I'd keep on going because that Ohio River is going to take me on out farther, and it's going to get me out there out by St. Louis, and it's going to dump me in the Mississippi River. And then that Mississippi River is going to take me, and I'm going to go all the way down, baby, and I'm going to end up in the Gulf of Mexico. And then I might have to get a paddle, but I could get anywhere I want to. From my house, over the waterways, I could get that. And you know what the Bible tells us? The Bible tells us that out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. A river of living water. And I was saying to my buddy Jim Kraft, who lives right down on the Great Ohio River down in Gallipolis. I said, Jim, Michelle and I were down there a month ago when your daughter got married. And we dumped down off of the freeway and we drove down along that Ohio River. That was one of the most unbelievable things. How beautiful that is. Watch those barges float down through there. Pull into Gallipolis, and Gallipolis sits right there and the river's there, and sitting in some of those houses, and you look down over there and say, oh my goodness, Jim, what a beautiful, beautiful view. What a beautiful place to view, to live. And you know what I said to him, Jim? You guys don't even appreciate your river. You don't even appreciate it. You don't understand the power that sits right down there at the foot of your city. Power that you could get in, that water could go around the world right from where you live. And you know what? You've become used to that power, haven't you? You've become comfortable with it. Yeah, it's just the old river. Just the old river. Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's a river flowing, baby. There's a real river flowing. And you know what? We don't appreciate it. We're so used to our easy lives and our good lives and having everything we wanted. It's just a big old river. But I got to tell you the other side of the story.
I used to go down whitewater rafting down in West Virginia at Alta, too, down in the New River, N-E-W River. It's the only river in North America that flows from the south to the north. It flows upstream. You heard me right. It flows upstream. And we used to go down there and we'd go whitewater rafting. You know what we would do when we whitewater rafting? You'd get on this, you'd jump out on the river, the New River, and it would be like a big lake. It'd be very, very slow. Very, very comfortable. You could float in an inner tube, like I said earlier. And then all of a sudden, you'd hear something. You'd hear a rumbling that would begin to happen. And I said to the guide, there were 10 of us in the boat and the guide. And I said to the guy, I said, what's that? And he looked at me and smiled. He said, that's the rapids. That you hear them before you hit them. Oh, my goodness. I started tightening my life jacket, putting my hat on, getting my paddle ready. We came down around the corner and he showed me something. He says, look up there. Look on the horizon. You see where those two mountains come together? Those two hills come down together? That's where the rapids are. That's where this big body of water gets squeezed in. So someone called the swimmer's rapids because it knocks your pants off if you get in them. You know what I saw? Huh? Wide is the way. Narrow is the gate. Huh? Many, many who claim about serving Christ, but few who actually do it. Yeah, Lord. River of living water flowing right around us, and we don't even appreciate it. My. God bless y'all. I'm going to sign off here. Gary's nervous because he's driving my car, and I'm nervous because Gary's driving my car. And all the people in the back, they want to talk, and they want to have fun, and I'm doing this show. I don't know what it's going to be like. We'll give you updates from down here. I'm going to have a good show planned for you tomorrow. Sorry we're a little bit disjointed, but I wanted you to see what the remnant church looks like. Still room. Going, water's in. Come on down. Come on down. Jump in the river. Jump in there at Zanesville and float down. We'll come and pick you up. Pick you up right down here in Muhammad Ali Boulevard. Hope that you come and join us. God bless y'all.
You got it, brother.
Be safe, Coach.
We'll be safe. Hey, what does that even mean? The Lord said he'd be with me. He said he's with me to deliver me. He says, yo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth. He said, be strong and very courageous. Be not afraid and be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go, baby. We're heading to the hell. We're heading to the gates of hell. And he's with us.
You cannot be in better hands.
Hey, Coach, tell Bill and Ruth hi.
Dylan Roof, okay.
No, Bill and Ruth, dog.
Oh, Bill and Ruth, yeah, I saw them last night. They're all here, Georgie. Everybody's here, man.
We're awesome.
Lift up the name of God. We're going to raise R-A-Z-E-L. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you, brother.